Now, you've referred to this person, Cliffo, a few times as my original TV crush, which isn't exactly accurate. I'm going to say he was my TV daddy because, which is just inappropriate, but hopefully he's okay with it. I feel like Larry Emder raised me a little bit. Every day after school, I would rush home and watch The Price is Right, which he hosted. And when the opportunity came up to chat with him, because he's in Queensland, I was very excited about it. And I'm very happy to have you on the show. Good morning, Larry.
Oh, Bronte, it went so bad. It started out TV crush, then I heard TV dad, and I was like, oh, it started out all right. How are you?
I would like to apologize for the worst introduction in the history of radio there, Larry.
Yeah, I was like, oh, he was my crush, then he was my dad, but now looking at him, maybe he's my grandpa.
No! And to be fair, I said TV daddy, which is, I think, better than just being a dad.
Okay.
You've been working out, it. I
Whatever
see it.
Got.
Take I'll it, Larry. Take it. Just take it. Mate, you're in Queensland for the CMC Rocks Festival. Are you, like, here as a host for that? Because that's what your job, that's your profession. Or are you here as a fan?
No, I am here. Well, I'm working. We've been doing stories for the morning show.
Oh, good.
So they like to throw me out of my comfort zone every now and again and get me off the couch and make me put the latte down and go and get out there.
Are you a fan of country music?
Look, I drive a ute, so I guess technically that makes me a fan,
okay.
I guess.
Yeah, that's one of the requirements, I think.
Yeah.
I want to ask you as well, because, of course, we know you and you're here for the morning show and whatnot, but for like a year or so you've been doing The Chase as well too, which we see weekdays, Channel 7. How's The Chase going?
It's unreal. Like, it's a whole new generation of schoolgirls looking at me as grandpa.
Yeah. It's a good tradition to start. You're nice to have on the eyes.
The Chase is going well. I wish I remembered any of it. Like, all my mates now are going, oh, come to pub trivia with us because you know stuff. I'm like, yeah. I don't listen to any of those questions. But it's going great. And lots of you know, great viewer response, and the ratings up here are terrific. So thanks to all your listeners who are watching The Chase as well. And it's great fun.
And obviously, like we said, lots of people know you from The Price is Right, which used to be on our screens that you hosted. We actually do something on our show called Queensland's Price is Right, where our lovely producer Alicia goes on Marketplace and Gumtree and finds secondhand items that people are selling, and we have to guess how much they're sold for, obviously inspired by you. And we were hoping maybe you could play around with us.
Sure.
Just a real quick game. So producer Alicia is here.
Hello.
She has been trawling Gumtree and the websites and whatnot. So she's going to say an item, and then we all have to guess a price. Closest price wins.
Yeah.
Alicia.
It's out of three, so it could go one for one for one here, but we'll see.
All right, good luck, Larry. We get very competitive in this game.
Yeah, Bronte's crazy competitive, so we're hoping for some from you, Larry. Okay, so Timothy from Broadbeach is selling the complete singles collection of Iron Maiden. There's 19 singles in this, and they're all in mint condition.
Not country music, Larry wouldn't be across it. I'm going to lock in $90.
Oh, I was going to say $50.
Larry?
Okay.
I reckon that sounds pretty cool. I'm going $250 on that.
Oh, my God.
Larry.
Timothy is selling 19.
But remember, I'm the only one here with license to be able to say lower when it comes in.
Oh, yeah, naturally.
True.
Well, I can reveal that Timothy is selling the complete singles collection of Iron Maiden in mint condition for $1,000.
Oh, my God. Tell him he's dreaming.
Yeah.
All right, Lambda.
Point to Larry.
Larry Evan takes the first point.
Okay.
Dave in Rockhampton is selling a VB Collector's Cup picturing Cameron Smith. So this is Victoria Bitter brand. Yeah.
Queensland origin, great though.
Yeah. So it's brand new in the box, but it has some cosmetic wear. It's got his signature pictured alongside him. And it's a one out of three collection.
Oh, okay. I'm going to say $100.
Oh, I was going to say 35.
Oh, my God. Larry?
I'm going to say $52.95.
Oh, my God.
He's going by the cents. I like it. Dave is selling the collector's cup for $20.
Hey.
Oh, I win. 1 point to Bronte.
I don't think anyone wins there, particularly Dave. He's not winning.
All right, last one between me, Larry. Oh, no, you could still come in, Cliffo.
I was going to say, either one of you is going to win here or Cliffo is going to even it out.
Okay.
Ash from Townsville is selling the complete Indiana Jones DVD box set.
No.
I'm going $65.
$65? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to stick with $100, I think. Larry?
Yeah. I reckon $80, but then you're going to have to spend $200 on buying a CD player.
DVD player, you're so
That's
true.
Well, Ash is selling it for $20. Bronte takes out the win.
Oh, my God.
Yes. The king.
All those arvos, Larry.
Larry, you taught me well.
You, mate. Larry, you taught her well.
Thank you, Grandpa.
All right, he's here for CMC Rocks Queensland. But, of course, you can see him on The Morning Show. You can see him on The Chase.
He's everywhere.
Larry Emder. He's Larry everywhere. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, guys. Love you, Bronte.
Thank you, Larry.